A very good morning on behalf of Tzitzik's 13. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Samach Tes, Zvachim 69a, pagination is 137. We'll start from the Mishnah one line up on a topic that we began yesterday, the concept of nevela. If an animal dies on its own, then there's a tumma associated with it. And in the laws of ritual purity and contamination, it's going to affect, the person's going to have to go to mikvah, whatever the exact rules are going to be, but it is tame. It makes an impact on the person. Now, we mentioned that there's a difference between an animal carcass and a bird that's dead, in that the animal has to do with maga and masa, carrying it, touching it. The piece of the bird would cause this tumah beves habalia as it is swallowed. And that's the time that it makes the person tamei. But we do have this concept that if the animal dies on its own as a nevela, then it's tamei. We also explored the unique rule that even though it's not kosher either way, but if you were to shecht the animal or bird, you could avoid the tuma status. What do I mean it's not kosher either way? If the animal is a treifa, it's a sickly animal, but if you were to shecht it, at least it's dying as a result of a kosher shechita, so then if the animal is treifa, you still won't be able to eat it, but at least it will not be metame. For example, the Rambam in Avos HaTumos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudbeis, writes, Of Tahar Shenitraf, a kosher bird that became a treifa, an accident or an attack, something happened to it, V'nishchat, and you shecht it correctly, Shechita Kshera, good Shechita, Shechita Semitah Raso. The Shechita will keep it Tahar, will make sure that it does not become Tamei, and if someone were to eat it, incorrectly, it's not kosher, you're not allowed. But if you're asking, what's the status? Is there tuma or is there not tuma? The answer would be that there would not be tuma. The topic that our Mishnah concerns itself with is malika. We discussed that there's another method of shechita on a bird, so to speak, killing the bird, which is not the regular shechita, which is coming from the soft side of the neck, the underside, and doing shechita with a knife, but rather coming from the back of the neck by a bird, using the nail of the kohen, and the expression is nips the head. And that is a unique method of killing the bird when it comes to kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash. And our question here is, will malika also remove the tumah situation or not when it's not a kosher malika? Obviously, if it's a kosher malika, meaning everything went well, everything's perfect, the animal is kosher, it's not a treifa, etc., so then of course it's going to avoid the tuma status. That's the case of a bird being processed in the Beis HaMikdash. But if the malika was done kosher, but it does not impact the bird in a kosher way, because, as the Mishnah says, Molach, you did the malika, v'nimtzis treifa, but it turns out that the bird is treif, they check the insides and they see that there's an illness, an ailment that makes it treif. So, did the malika change the status of the bird, at least regarding tuma status, even if it's not going to make it a kosher korban and it won't make it kosher for consumption? But again, at least could it make it tahar as opposed to tamei? Rav Meir Omer Einam Etame Beves Abliya. Rav Meir says this malika, even though it turns out to be a treifa and it cannot be processed as a korban, but at least it did as much as a shechita would have done, and it will not have tuma associated with it. On to Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Mitamei. No, Malika cannot accomplish this thing that we've been describing. Says the Mishnah, Rab Meir wanted to prove his point that the Malika should be effective. And he said, Amar Rab Meir, Kal Vachomer, I have a Kal Vachomer that Malika should solve the Tumah status. Im Nevelas Behema Shemitama B'maga Uvamasa. The carcass of an animal that has very serious types of tumah associated, touching it, carrying it, shechitasa mitaheres terefasa mitum asa. The shechita solves this tumah taira problem. Nevela sa'ov she'ena mitama b'mago v'masa. The dead bird that does not have maga and masa associated with it. Eina din shetei shechitasa mitahares terefasa mitum aso. Shouldn't shechita accomplish that it's not in the tamei status? Again, the Kal Vachomer, the bird is only in the unique situation of belia, swallowing, does it impart the contamination status, but maga and masa not. Animal is more serious, and a shechita solves that problem. So if it solves it for an animal, it should solve it for the bird. Mamatzinu b'shechita sashimi kashrosa la'achila umetaheres terefasa mitamaso. And just like you find that shechita accomplishes that, af malika sashimi kashrosa ba'achila titer terefasa midetamaso. Similarly, Malika should accomplish the same because Malika is the method that's used on a bird in the Beis HaMikdash. Should be the same status, same accomplishment. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi objected, and he said, Daya kinevelas behema. You can only prove what you knew in your Kal Vachomer. And the only thing you knew was that Shechita works by an animal. So shechita sa mitaharasa velo malika sa, then you can only prove shechita by a bird, and you can't know malika. You can't do that added mamotzinu, which, now that I know shechita by a bird, so hey, malika is the same. And we would need to know how Reb Meir was able to do this extrapolation. Is it based on a pasuk? Whatever. But that's Reb Yossi's argument, that you want to go from animal to bird because of a Kal Vachomer, we could do that. But that only proves Shechita. It does not prove Malika. Taking a look at the Rambam in Avos HaTumos Gimel, Yud Gimel, HaMole Kodshim Bifnim. If a person does Malika on Kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash, here's the rule. Im hayu ru'uyim lekarbon, if the bird was fitting for a karbon, v'lam nintzu'u bahen mumin shebi'arnu b'mekomo, and you don't have any of the blemishes that we described that would be relevant, that would make it invalid, hare'ilu tahorim, then it's going to be tahar, and the malika will work. But if you have a malika that's done expertly, but on a bird that for some reason is not going to be kosher as a karbon, then it's not going to be metaherit. And this was precisely the argument of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.